You are listening to Pranacast, Episode 1, Part 3, Beginning of Your Inner Journey. In this series, you will learn a handful of meditation techniques that you can start using today. Whether you are new to meditation or have been meditating for years, you will come away from these teachings with a better understanding of what it means to meditate. Let's begin.
Namaste, and welcome to our Pranacast. My name's Priscilla, and I'm happy to be sharing the teachings of Kriya Yoga and meditation with you. This is the third podcast in a series of Introduction to Meditation. We call our podcast Pranacast because Kriya Yoga is very much about balancing the prana, or the energy of our bodies and our minds. And so welcome. Thank you for joining me. We'll begin with a meditation technique. So sitting in your comfortable posture, taking a moment to get situated, a little play on words. Whether that be in a chair with your feet on the floor, on a blanket, whether that be seated on the floor in a cross-legged position, whether that be seated on the floor with your back against a wall for support. So any of these postures, it can be utilized. The main thing is you don't want the back to be rounded, because that really it limits the movement of energy. So all yoga and meditation on a subtle level is about bringing the energies, the vast energies of our mind into a place of stillness. So even though meditation has a lot of physical and physiological benefits, the ones that apply to the quieting and relaxing of the mind are really talked about a lot. So sitting comfortably now, shoulders above the hips, ears above shoulders, eyes closed and relaxing. Just taking a deep inhale and sighing the breath out. And again, a deeper inhale. Holding for a second or two, and sighing the breath out. Inhale, shrug the shoulders up, and release. And one more time, inhale, shrug, and exhale, and release. And anything else that just helps you, you know, get ready to sit for this minute or two of meditation. As you're ready, just comfortably begin to deepen the breath. Slowly and evenly, smoothly. You get to the completion of the inhale, there's a natural pause, and extending that a second or two or three. And then smoothly moving in to your exhale. Nothing is strained, it's very comfortable. There's a fuller breath than your normal breath. And the ancient yogis realized by changing our breathing pattern, it goes a long way to help us quiet the mind, quiet the fluctuations of the mind. In yoga, they're referred to as vrittis, or turnings. All these turnings or vrittis, they can be memories, they can be hopes, dreams, fears, projections into the future. And in yoga, emotions are put together with the things of the mind. So thinking, emoting, they're all part of that vast energy that we refer to as mind. So for another minute or so, in stillness, we'll continue with a smooth, deeper breath. And after your next exhale, just letting the breath breathe on its own. Very softly, we'll bring our awareness to rest at the brow center. Again, without any kind of strain. Letting the breath just ebb and flow and move into stillness totally on its own. And this week, we'll put further concentration, we'll put sounds to the breath. The Sanskrit term is mantra. We're just placing a sound, and I'll give you two that you can try. And one is Sanskrit and the other is English. And so the Sanskrit word is shanti, which means peacefulness, harmony, balance. And so we just simply, as we're breathing naturally, place on the inhale the sound of shan, and on the exhale the sound of ti. And then we just repeat again and again, shan ti, shan ti, shan. Each and every time the mind moves away, we bring it back to the technique again and again. Just staying with the practice. Thoughts arise, return to the breath and to the mantra. So we were thinking about what we need to do later today or tomorrow. So acknowledge that the mind has shifted and bring it back. then setting the mantra aside. And now we'll sit for a few more moments within the stillness of body, the stillness of mind. But our practice has brought us into. And then to close our practice, bringing the hands together at the heart, that Anjali Mudra, also called the Namaste Mudra, the symbol of yoga, it's a symbol of balance, of unity, of acknowledgement of that light that dwells within all sentient beings. Namaste. And then just be comfortable. I'd like to talk just for a few minutes today before we practice again about some of the challenges that people have shared with me they have in meditation, and you know, some of the challenges that I had and still have. And so a lot of people get discouraged when they start meditating, because as they sit to meditate and they want their mind to be quiet, and they think it should be now that they're meditating, and they realize, well, it's not. It's just not. If anything, it seems to amp up a little more. And so it's important to realize that the mind will continue to mind, and I spoke about that last week. And so the approach simply is to just be present. My teacher talks about the witness self, to just observe the vrittis, the rising of thoughts, the moving away of thoughts, knowing the mind is simply going to mind. But what occurs over time with meditation is they're not so powerful, those thoughts. They're not coming at you quite as often. And as your meditation grows, your practice grows, you will be able to maintain your center a little more fully. And so then you will realize the thoughts they're there at the periphery of your mind, but they're not invading that central space of meditation. That's really important. The second, I think, concern people have is they have challenges sitting still. Or they think to meditate, they have to be in this pose called full lotus pose. And part of the reason my teachers recommended initially meditating a minute or two a day is most people can sit relatively still for that short period of time. The main thing is to be comfortable. The spine is long. There are exceptions. If somebody is experiencing physical pain, then it's very acceptable to lie down. And there's a whole school of meditation that was started by Jon Kabat-Zinn around pain management and meditation. Another concern that people have is that they feel they don't have the time. We all feel stressed about the time. And again, the idea of just that minute or two a day to just do it. I find the more I think about meditating, sometimes the harder it is. So I just do it. I have my meditation place all ready to go every day. That's the only thing I do in that part of my room. I have, you know, a blanket I sit on. I have a meditation cushion. I have a small table for an altar. So it's ready to go. And so the more you can cultivate that meditation space, that will help. And if you remember some of the other guidelines to meditation, besides cultivating that personal space, was to pick a time, a regular time each day to meditate, to experience a comfortable posture, to cultivate a comfortable posture, to find a technique that you like. And in these pranicasts, I will offer, I think, up to 6 techniques, and then finding a time of day or night that works best for you. The more consistent you can be with time and place, the easier it's going to be. Another thing that can be helpful is buying a shawl just to throw around your shoulders, or to use the same meditation clothes every day, because then you're building that, you know, those references, that energy into the shawl or into the shirt. So let's get comfortable again and go back to our meditation practice. I'd like to review one of the techniques that we've done the last 2 pranicasts. Again, sitting comfortably, eyes gently closed. We'll start with that cleansing breath, turning the head to the left and doing a double exhale. Centering the head. And as you're ready, gradually again deepen the brow. Smooth, deep inhale, pausing at the completion of the inhale. Smooth, deep exhale. And just a normal pause at the end of the exhale. And after you feel that this active breath is, you're settling into it, then adding the circle of light technique. So here we imagine, we visualize a brilliant orb of light, radiant like the sun and the color of the moon. And we place that at the base of the spine at the beginning of the inhale, and then as we inhale, we draw that light up the center of the spine, completing its journey at the brow center as the inhale completes itself. So the visualization moves with the breath, not the other way around. Then on the exhale, you bring that light up the brow, across the crown of the head, and down the back. Again, just a normal pause at the completion of the inhale. A normal pause at the completion of the exhale, and at the completion of the inhale, extending that pause a second or two or three. And so we'll continue a few more rounds. Smooth, deep inhale brings a ball of light from the base of the spine up to the brow center, where we pause. As we exhale, we bring the ball of light up the brow, across the crown of the head, and down the back. Just continuing a few more rounds. Whatever feels strained, then just set it aside for the moment. After your next exhale, releasing the breath, just let it breathe on its own. And this time we'll link to the breath English sounds, an English word, and that word is relax. Obviously you can choose anything, and it'll still have a centering technique, a relaxing technique. Use the word relax, linking re to the inhale and lax to the exhale. Gently repeating the word linked to the rhythm of your breath. Setting the mantra aside, the repetition of sound aside, and just setting for a few moments. Within the stillness of body and the stillness of mind that has arisen. To heart, gently sealing the energy, the prana of this practice, this Anjali Mudra, which helps the practice continue to circulate through our bodies and through our minds. And may you take the fruit of this practice with you as you complete your meditation. May it assist you in becoming an even greater blessing to all those that you would meet. Namaste. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to hearing from you.
This podcast is produced weekly by The Yoga Connection, located in Tucson, Arizona. If you have any feedback or questions about this episode, or have an idea for a topic that you want covered in a future podcast, please send us an email at yoga@yogaconnection.org. Thanks for listening.